Time to turn to the round ball as the high school basketball season gets started all across the Upper Cumberland. Hall of Fame games already underway. The regular season just hours away. Glad you're along this Saturday morning from Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. The DeKalb County Tiger Girls are with us at Chick-fil-A. So are the Van Buren County Girls. The York Institute Girls will be with us this hour as we preview the upcoming girls' high school basketball schedule. First things first, we've got to put a wrap, and that's unfortunate, but a wrap on the football season because it is now done for Upper Cumberland schools, both DeKalb County and Gordonsville losing last night in the state playoffs. Nolensville beats DeKalb County by a final of 42-6. Axel Aldino was 6 of 16 for 54 yards. Got constant pressure from Nolensville as he was sacked 5 times on the night. Nathaniel Crook, 12 rushes for 51 yards. He also had the Tigers' lone touchdown run. South Pittsburgh takes care of Gordonsville by a 40-0 score. Trousdale County, in a game that has a lot of regional interest, beating Watertown last night 22-19. So before we talk some high school basketball, let's bring in DeKalb County coach Steve Trapp to put the final touches on what was an amazing run in the postseason for the Tigers, further than they've ever gotten before. Coach, this game last night was just one of those situations where you were not able to get anything going.
You know, we talk all the time about ultimately how football games start up front. And last night, especially Nolensville defensive line, just they got after us up front a little bit, and we really couldn't do a whole lot with it. So that really stalled out our offense. I mean, defensively, we did some good things, but those guys, they do quite a bit, and you know, we just couldn't get anything really going all night last night.
What was the story of the night for your defense as you look back?
You know, again, you got to be detailed with what you do. You know, we got misaligned a couple times, and they took advantage of it. They got some, you know, some playmakers on that side for them, and we play a lot of man-to-man coverage, and we didn't mess that up. We just made some plays on some 50-50 balls, and, you know, that's part of it. Nothing we can say to our kids, you know, just they made the plays and we didn't.
It almost looked like you were going to get off to a good start because you come up with a turnover right away in the game.
It was really, you know, liking how we started, you know, getting that turnover right there at the very beginning of the game on their first or second offensive play, and give us good field position, and you know, we finally had a shot play drawn up right there, and I thought we executed it pretty well, except, you know, one guy kind of didn't run his route exactly where it needed to be, so it brought a lot of defense to the same spot, and it didn't open up like we thought it was going to, and then, you know, after that, really didn't get a whole lot going.
What did you say to this football team when it was all done?
There's nothing negative. You know, bottom line is nobody likes the taste you have in your mouth after a performance like that, you know, especially how things have been going here the past few weeks. Just told them how extremely proud I am of them because, you know, the way the season started, nobody really expected us to make any noise in the playoffs. And, you know, we were able to do something that, you know, no DeKalb County team has ever done. That's something we really haven't talked about. And, you know, like I've told everybody that, you know, once the season's done, then we can really start talking about how special, you know, the magic November that they've had. And just really proud of them for mentally hanging in there with us and just taking their coaching and continuing to work hard. And there's things that we can build off of and things that we still want to do better, you know, on the field and off the field and things like that. But that's one reason why I like and enjoy, you know, being a high school coach, to see that process of, you know, young men finally getting it a little bit and seeing them have success with that process of work is just a really enjoyable thing to watch. So that's sort of the thing that I told them last night after the game.
I know it's hard just 12 hours later to talk about this part of it, but the experience that they've gone through the last several weeks, seeing the ability to put things together and the work you do all year round, that you have success from that when you do those things, when you do those little things. Is that something you can build on going into the off season and into next year?
It definitely is. And, you know, I mentioned that a little bit to them last night, too, as well. It's just, you know, as far as the last two off seasons, we've been coming into it off 3-7 records and, you know, trying to be motivated to be better than that. You know, so how we handle going into an off season where, You know, we played some decent football down towards the end, and we've done something that's never been done before. And you come back, will we come back with a even better mindset? You know, understanding that process of work, like you just said, that, you know, that's when it really all begins. And then mentally buying into that process of work and, you know, just trying to be better than you were the day before. That's what we always talk about. So we want to come back and just try to be better than we were the year before.
Coach, we enjoyed the run, and we appreciate all the time throughout the course of the season. Thanks for giving of your time so freely.
Hey, that's no problem. And just thank you for the opportunity to allow all of us coaches to talk about these young men that's working extremely hard and everything that y'all do to cover high school sports in Upper Cumberland area. We really appreciate it as well.
We appreciate you. Steve Trapp, head coach of the DeKalb County Tigers. Tigers fall to Nolensville last night, 42-6.
Time to crisscross the Upper Cumberland, getting you ready for basketball season, the girls' variety. Glad you're along with the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Let's go to Clark Range and head coach Lamar Rogers. Looking forward to seeing what his basketball team that finished 33-4 can do this year.
I think we're very vulnerable. We like to get down the floor. You know, the basketball game a lot of times just went towards the perimeter-oriented. We've got excellent dribblers and shooters, so but we also have an inside game with Chloe Harrod and McKenzie Pyle. So we'll press. We're moving up and down the court, but we can play any style, you know, if somebody wants to slow it down. And sometimes we'll do that and pound it inside also.
What a level of success for Lamar Rogers, who's been the head coach since 1983. 8 state championships, 11 appearances in the finals at Clark Range. Glad to have the Van Buren County women's basketball team with us, led by head coach Tyler Sapp at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. So you've played a couple of Hall of Fame games. Are you ready to make a prognosis for the season, or still more to gather?
We're 1-1, so it's still early. We played very tough DeKalb County team, and then we beat Boyd Buchanan on Thursday night. And we still got a lot to figure out about ourselves. We're young again, and it's going to be a process.
How young?
We've got 3 freshmen and 1 eighth grader playing for us. And then when you have only 10 on the team, you know, that's 40% of your team that's brand new. So it's always tough working those people in and getting everybody to positions they figure out, because our eighth grader didn't play summer with us. She's just a new addition. So we played all summer with one team, and then we throw somebody brand new into the mix when we get back to school. And it's kind of, everybody's starting to fill in their role a little bit better, and we're working on it.
What is your sense of how your off season goes as a coach? Do you have a sense coming out of that off season work?
Well, we looked really. We only lost 2 games this summer, and looked really well. And I think it's just getting that confidence back up, because our volleyball team did really well. So we didn't get our volleyball kids, and once again, 7 of them played volleyball, or 6 of them, excuse me, played volleyball. So getting those kids back in the gym with a basketball in their hand, only for 3 weeks or 2 weeks until we played our preseason games, not in shape yet. From them being in volleyball shape, it's not basketball shape.
So different conditioning,
yes. So getting all that stuff worked out, getting in order, and we're getting there.
Yeah. What was the biggest thing that you left last season feeling like you needed to be better at this year?
Handling defensive pressure, handling the press, and just being better when the game got tough. It felt like any time crunch time happened, we kind of fell apart. And once again, I started 4 sophomores and a junior last year. So we went through those growing pains every day, every game, every practice. And hopefully we're going to be better. We're already much better at handling the press. If we can continue to grow, and because it's hard to know what to do in those situations when you've never been in those situations. So hopefully that game experience will carry over, and we'll be better at that this year.
It's interesting, because the press is one of those things you can do drills to work on.
Yes.
That. But being ready in crunch time, that's just an experience.
That's just an experience thing. We've got some stuff we do. We haven't done it yet this year, because once again, I've got 2 girls hurt, so we're down to 8. So I've got to pull boys in to help us practice if we do anything. And we've got a little thing we do. It's called Time and Score, and we do situation stuff. We'll play, just throw a random score up there. They got fouls. There's team fouls. We do one and ones and try to get. And it's still a practice environment, but still, it's just any little bit can kind of help with. Hey, if you got four fouls, you can't foul this girl because you're down, because you're gonna come out of the game at that point in time. So just those little things, working around and figuring that out.
Situational basketball.
Yeah, situational basketball. Two minute drill in football. Essentially, that's what we're trying to kind of work on in basketball.
Van Buren coach Tyler Sapp is with us at Chick-fil-A as we get you ready for the women's hoop season. What do you want to be offensively?
We want to move the basketball, move people. We want to shoot threes and layups. I mean, that's about as simple as I can put it. We want to move around a lot, and we're still working on that. We got a lot of people wanting to stand. And that'll get better as the season goes along. Because at the beginning of the year last year, it was the same way. And towards the end, we got much better at moving. It's just getting in that habit and that rhythm of, you know, I can't just stand here. And because if you just stand there, you're very easy to guard. So we want to make the defense have to work to guard us.
Do you feel like you're a good 3-point shooting team?
Sometimes. we hit 8 threes against Boyd the other night. I think we hit 3 against DeKalb. So, I mean, it depends. I mean, obviously, the better defense team you play, the worse you're going to shoot. And it just depends on who you're playing at that time.
Do you kind of have to work with the young ladies on this is what a good 3-pointer is, or are they beyond that?
No. We got to work on it all the time because this is what we work – this is the thing we practiced yesterday was that, you know, there's a difference in being a good spot-up shooter and being able to catch the ball on the move and shoot it well. So we're working on all that on our shooting drills. We're working with people closing out on us in our face. I mean, we're not looking for them to block them, but just having that pressure there when they shoot so that we get used to handling it, because there's so many things that go into your shot that we need to work on and focus on.
And a lot of that comes down to your footwork, right? When you're coming off
a screen, or right. if you're just moving, yeah, footwork is huge. I mean, footwork is the biggest thing in the game of basketball.
Van Buren County girls are with us. Who'd you bring along today, Coach?
I've got senior guard Gabby Young and junior guard Jada McCurry.
So for you, Gabby, as a senior, can you believe that your high school career is nearing an end?
It's kind of crazy. It's been a great experience to be with the girls all these years. I don't want it to end, honestly.
Does that motivate you to do the things in practice to get better so you can play as long as you potentially can?
Yeah, it definitely keeps the motivation high. I'd like to see us go as far as we can, it being my last year.
Do you have personal goals that you want to see happen this year?
Personal goals? Mainly just get better, just to get farther. I just want us as a team to get as far as we can.
Jada, what have you worked on in the off season to try to get better?
Well, I play volleyball, so it's kind of hard to practice the more basketball side since we went so far in volleyball. But I think I've worked on my shooting a lot, and I think that's probably the thing that's changed the most.
Congratulations, by the way, on your volleyball season.
Thank you.
It was fabulous. But does that make it tough to come out after playing volleyball so long and then to have to go right to basketball?
I mean, after doing it for 3 years now, you kind of get used to it, but it's like changing the schedule from going like after school to volleyball, and then every now and then you'll go to basketball after volleyball. And so it just depends.
Coach was talking about that conditioning part. How's the conditioning different for basketball than volleyball?
Let's see, inside the summer we done basketball condition and volleyball conditioning together, so it wasn't as rough on us. But inside of volleyball, it's more of like sprints instead of just constant running. So inside of basketball, you know, you're always moving back and forth. In volleyball, you can have like a split second to take a break.
Gabby, how difficult has it been to kind of get the flow of the team with the injuries that you're dealing with?
We have had to make a lot of adjustments based on like both players that got hurt are our post players. We have a guard-loaded team. We have very few post players. We've had to adjust our starting lineup around our main post player who was injured. So we've made it work this far. We're going to hope to see it work this next week too.
Jada, are you pleased with kind of how everybody's come together through the injuries?
I think so, because, you know, most of us spend all of our time together, so we already we all get along well. And all of us, well, the majority of us playing volleyball together, we already have that good connection. But then you put us together in basketball and nothing changes.
Do you take anything away from the volleyball experience and how far you went to say that this is what it takes to make it to Murfreesboro to be there in March?
Honestly, it personally like motivates me, because if you can go that far in volleyball, then you can go even further inside of basketball.
Coach, I want to ask you that because, you know, this is a school that has had so much success over the years and has been able to go to Murfreesboro a lot in basketball. But every team is different. Mm-hmm. How do you kind of set those goals for the team?
Well, I mean, I like to see that our volleyball team has success, because winning breeds winning. So anytime they can have success, then we hope that carries over to us, because there's nothing like winning. And once they get a taste of that, it's good for everybody involved, the community, the school, everything. And it just helps our program from the ground up, our school from the ground up with everything.
Van Buren basketball with us as we talk on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Is it tough to get everything in you want to get done during this preseason practice, and then here's the season ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that our coaches' associations are trying to push to get us 3 weeks of practice to start instead of 2 weeks. I know Alabama has three. I think Georgia has three. And it's very difficult, and especially for us. I know everybody has their own problems at their schools, but we're a middle school, high school. And we've got an auxiliary gym now since 2013, and that helps a lot. But we still only get to practice an hour and a half every day, because we've got high school boys, high school girls practice, middle school boys practice, middle school girls practice. That's all got to get in two gyms.
Wow.
And we got the elementary school play at our auxiliary gym, so they start at 6, so we kind of have to be, if we got late practice over there, we got to be done. Archery uses our auxiliary gym, so our gyms are packed every day after school. All day. So when you got an hour and a half, you really got 10 practices before you start. With an hour and a half, it's just not, I mean, I always feel like we need to do that. We've got more to put in and more to be prepared for.
So how do you organize that, knowing that you're only going to have 10 practices? Do you just try to do a few things very well? Do you try to introduce it all? How do you try to do that?
We try to do a few things very well. We introduce some new things every now and then. The biggest thing is working on our offense, because that takes the most time to get that rhythm, that connection, that chemistry down. And there's just never enough time to work on that. And then, of course, as well, I like to get the boys in there that practice against us for that, because once they know the plays and they start cheating and that kind of stuff, and it doesn't help us work on our execution as well as if we get the other teams to come in and help us with that. So, but offense can always improve, and offensive improvement takes forever. Defense is easy. You get in this spot, you work hard, you do it.
Gabby, what do you see from the offensive production so far on this team?
We've had a few people in shooting slumps so far, so we've had to adjust around that, make new people shoot the ball. We've had a lot of people step up. Our shooting percentages last game were pretty good. Everybody's really stepped up, I think.
What's the key to good shooting?
Footwork, being down and ready every time you catch the ball. Catch it in the pocket, shoot it from the pocket.
Jada, how would you grade yourself as a shooter?
Honestly, I would definitely say that I'm not the best on our team, but I wouldn't say I'm, like, completely awful either.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's positive. We don't want you to be completely awful.
See, defense is more of, like, my thing.
Why do you like defense?
I think it's the aggressiveness, because it's the work that you put in on defense. It's just not the same as offense.
Having that ability to affect somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a goal that you want to see this team get to this year?
I think I agree with Gabby. Just see how far that we can get and just play as a team instead of playing as individuals. Because I think that's one of the problems that we have.
Coach, do you set goals? Do you say we want to do this? Or how do you go about goal setting?
In the past, we've had meetings and we've set goals and all this. And this year we kind of didn't do that. I mean, we all have one goal in mind, and that's to win the district championship first and foremost. We don't like to look ahead too much to things, because our region is very tough. You never know who we're going to play. Anybody up there can win any given night. I know when my first year, we made it to sub-state, and our region was different. Our sub-state was what our region is now, but Clark Range got upset, and then, or maybe that was, no, that was my that was our first year in this region, excuse me, and Clark Range got upset, and we had to play them as they were the three seed, and we had to play them because we were, and so, you know, anybody, you never know who you're preparing for, you never, and they're always tough. You know that in our region, when we go there, there's four teams that can flat out play basketball. And so we just want to make sure that we take care of our business and win our district, and then we can play the fourth seed and then prepare and go from there. Because once you get to there, and if you can win that quarterfinal region game, I mean, you're one win away from a sub-state, and anything can happen at that point in time. When you're down into this, into playoff basketball, and it's, you know, it's not a series, it's one game, anything can happen, and that's the biggest thing that we want to make sure we're focused on. Anybody can be beat on any given night by anybody, if you believe and if you do what you're supposed to do.
That's why they call it the madness, right?
That's right.
We look forward to seeing how you guys perform this year, and we'll follow you throughout. Thanks for coming and spending some time with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Van Buren County Coach Tyler Sapp, along with Jada McCurry and Gabby Young, as they get ready for the season. Previewing high school women's basketball, the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, Pickett County Coach Brent Smith, trying to come back from a 23-6 campaign a year ago. Number one agenda item is replacing Courtney Pritchett.
Yeah, that's what we talked about, too. You know, no one's going to be able to fill her complete shoes. And like I said, the other five now as a unit are going to have to absorb some of that, you know, that scoring. And not just that, you know, some leadership, too. And you know, when, like I said, when you lose 20 points, you're going to have to absorb. And some people are going to have to mature. Like I said, we got three, four juniors that have seen substantial time. So I think, you know, it can come from those. And then the only senior that we have absolutely can step their game up as well.
Pickett County girls appeared at the Murphy Center four straight years, beginning in 2015. One of the teams that took us on quite a ride last year, the DeKalb County Tigers, of head coach Danny Fish. We're glad to have the Tigers with us here at Chick-fil-A. I want to start there. Do you try to put that behind you? How do you deal with something that was so special, not only for the team, but for the community?
I think we just kind of got to take it all in. Yeah, it was a year ago, and it was a good run. We want to reiterate some of the things that we established in with the culture and the enthusiasm and their team play, but at the same time, you know, it's a new year, new team, new players. Those are about the only things that we can carry over and try to fill those voids that we lost last year. I know that, you know, we had a really tight and strong locker room, and I think that's one thing that we leaned on throughout the year. Replacing those points from the three seniors that graduated is a big deal, but I'm just excited about this year and the opportunities that we have, and we'll see what happens.
Every team is different. It doesn't matter how many people you bring back, they have a little different personality.
Yeah, it's like having children. You know, I got two children, you know, both of them are great, but they each have different personalities. You know, it's the same thing with teams. I mean, there's certain things that you want to instill in your kids and in your programs, but at the same time, they all have different personalities, so they're going to go about their business different. And the two kids that I got with us today, they're both very different, but both very the same, if that makes sense. So getting that to morph into what we want and establish that and, you know, have some good luck throughout the year, hopefully it'll help us.
When you started work in the off season, what were the things that you were focused on that you said, we got to get better?
We had to get better at just scoring the ball. You know, going to the Murphy Center last year, playing Marshall County, very good defensive team. I thought that our motion wasn't enough. You know, we have to get players that can, you know, consistently create for themselves. Also, you know, a lot of our stuff comes from screening away and cutting and, you know, being unselfish, but sometimes you need to be a little selfish, and sometimes you need that kid that can go get 2 points on her own and not come from within the motion. So we've tried to do that. We tried to get a little bit more physical and a little bit stronger. We've had a, you know, strong summer, and we've had a good off season in the weight room. So hoping that pays off for us in the long run this year.
That's probably one of the things that I bet a lot of fans don't realize is the emphasis today on the weight room in basketball.
Well, I mean, it's a year-round thing. I know that, you know, we don't have the staff, and, you know, me coaching two sports, it's hard for me to get all of the kids to lift year-round. So we really try to spark a fire in them to do some of that stuff on their own. And in DeKalb, you know, we have a couple of places that they can train that is good for them. You know, we do a lot of weights and conditioning when we're available to work with them. But, you know, some of the stuff's got to be intrinsic, you know, for these guys. You know, there just can't be a coach standing over top of you watching you, and you know you're going to get playing time because he's watching you. You know, we want to make sure that the kids want to get out and do that as a something for their own lifestyle. You know, that's going to benefit them throughout their entire life, and try to push it that way to where they get in a consistent habit of maybe doing it a little bit more on their own, too. So, but, yeah, the weights and speed, you know, stronger, faster is better.
Yeah, and that's also just that want-to thing that, I mean, you can't want it for them. You can't enforce them to want it. If they want to get to where they want to go, they got to want it.
Yeah, I've told my kids many a times, if I want it more than you do, then that's a problem. I'm not getting to play. You know, this is a special time in each one of these young ladies and young men's lives, playing high school athletics, whether it be basketball or football, that they'll think about their entire life because, you know, you're doing it with your neighbor. You know, and it means a lot more. You know, I played at the collegiate level, and it was a difference. You know, you're with kids all over the country, and, yeah, you get to know them, but there's nothing like playing with your friends that you've played with since you were 10, 11, 12 years old, and then it's very special moment in high school athletics for that, you know, relationships.
And Danny Fish, it builds those relationships that will go for history. I mean,
yeah, ever. You know, you still lean on some people that you were around in high school, you know, and but sports and, you know, to be honest with you, Larry, life's about relationships too, and I think we take those things for granted too much.
I agree. Who'd you bring along today?
I brought sophomore guard Katie Farrell, and then I brought sophomore forward Summer Crook.
So Katie is a little banged up this morning. It didn't happen here, right?
No, Tuesday night at Van Buren, driving down the lane, stepped on somebody's foot, high-grade ankle sprain, you know. Hopefully it's a couple of weeks, but, you know, I'm trying to hold her back a little bit. You know, she's a very special player for us. As a freshman, she was second-team all-district, 500 points, 250 boards as a freshman. So we're leaning on her to be a very good player for us and keep that. And, you know, those high ankle sprains, they kind of linger a little bit more. So we're just making sure that we have her very healthy, you know, by Christmas and the end of the year. We want to make a good run. You know, these first games opening up in the year is very important to us to get off to a good start. But at the same time, we got to remember it's a marathon, not a sprint. But it gives opportunity to younger players to step in and see where we're at with them too. So, Summer Crook, we got her, and she's just kind of a stretch four, rebounds, defends, can step out and shoot the three, you know, so she's getting a little bit more minutes. She's one of those kids we're asking to step in now this year and play for us, and her mom was a good player, and her grandma was a 1,500-point scorer at DeKalb.
Wow.
So we're hoping that she can step right into those roles and fill some of those shoes too.
So, Katie, how hard is it? Because you want to get back out there and play as quick as you can.
Yes, sir. If it was up to me, I'd be on the floor tonight, but they won't let me. So I'm trying right now just to go through physical therapy and do as much as I can to get back on the floor.
How hard is it to sit there and watch?
I don't like it at all because I'm not one of those players. I like to be out there, and I like to do stuff where I can help my team and do stuff. So sitting on the bench is not real fun for me.
Is there anything, though, that you can learn? Things that you don't maybe see in the heart of action?
Yes, sir. I can take a lot of things from my teammates by watching them, and I try to help them as much as I can if I see something. Or by watching them, I can learn something that I need to work on.
Can you put into perspective what last year meant for you and your teammates?
Last year was amazing experience, and I want to go back to there this year, honestly. So in practice right now, we're just trying to work as hard as we can and we constantly have that in our heads, in the back of our heads, that we want to go back there and we want to do something to get back there. So in practice, we try our hardest and try to get better every day.
But what you did last year means nothing now.
Not really. We can take that as an in our heads, we can take it, but really that's over and we got to look forward to this year.
Summer, how about for you in watching that and seeing what happened last year? What's the biggest lesson that you learned from that?
Well, don't take things for granted, but we did make history, but we got to make it again. It's because it's an experience.
You have history on your side. Has your grandma said to you, this is what I did to be successful? These are the things?
Yes, she has.
Do you want to make sure that you keep up with what she did? Is that hard?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah. What did you try to work on in the off season to get better?
I worked a lot on my shooting and getting stronger.
That weight room stuff is important, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How many weeks how many hours in a week do you think you spent in the weight room? 10, 15?
Maybe 20? 10, 15.
Yeah. Do you like it? Or
yeah.
Is it one of those things you kind of force
yourself?
It builds
my character.
Really? What do you see in your teammates? You see a hunger?
Not really. I see a relationship that I can go to anytime that I need to.
What do you see when you look at it, Katie? I mean, finish the deal?
I honestly think that our locker room is really good and that we aren't really like a team. We're kind of like a family, so we can do anything that we want to. We can go to each other when we need help, and on the floor we're there for each other. When we see each other and we're down, we always try to just pick each other up. Like, it's not ourselves, it's us as a team.
Who's the person on the team that when the team or a group of people on the team need that kick in the butt? Who's doing that?
Honestly, I don't think anybody's trying to kick anybody in the butt. We have a lot of players that just try to build each other and get each other up. And I honestly think Kenzie France is one of those that if anybody's down, she's right there by your side and that she's going to help you through it and she'll do anything that you need.
Coach, that's important because you can't patrol it. So to speak, they got to patrol their own to some degree.
Oh yeah, I mean it's on them. I mean, all we can do is set a path. They kind of got to go in that path. I think that's the difference between coaching and playing. You know, I got two former players as my assistants, and after the first game the other night, I asked them. I said, okay, so which one's more difficult to do, play or coach? Of course, all of them say coach. You know, I have a pretty good coaching tree over the past 19 years. And I ask them why. I says, you know, we don't have any control. You know, they don't really understand how much control they have as they're playing, you know. And I think that, you know, once they decide and once they figure out that, you know, I can control a lot more than I think that I can, then, you know, you see players and teams start to blossom. You know, the coach just sets the path and, you know, hopefully they'll follow through on that path.
Katie, what do you want to see through these next couple of weeks, not just for you individually, but for this team, the things that you want to see you work on to get better?
I think we need to work on our defense and staying out of foul trouble. During our first game the other night, we had quite a few of our starters or our key players in foul trouble, so that put us in a little bit of situation in trouble before halftime at least. So I think we need to work on staying out of foul trouble, and then we can finish bunnies around the rim, and we need to work on that especially because in those close games, that's not going to be – we're going to have to finish those.
So, Summer, are you going to get in there and muscle them around down low?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What do you want to work on as the season continue on for you to get better?
I want to work on my defense a little bit better.
These early weeks, Coach, they are important for setting the tone, aren't they?
Very important. You know, you get off a good start, you get the big mo on your side, and, you know, you can kind of keep rolling. But, you know, around here in the Upper Cumberland, it's a dogfight every single night. 8AA is, you know, by far one of the strongest districts across the state of Tennessee, and, you know, you better be ready to go every night. So getting off to a good start early is good way to build some momentum, good way to build some confidence in our team and in our players, and got to be rolling to keep it rolling. So hopefully we'll continue to do that, and you know, hopefully we'll continue to work to get better. And you know, I believe that, you know, us being a little bit banged up right now is gonna, you know, hopefully bode well for us down the road. You know, we're having to play some players a little bit more minutes than we thought we were going to have to. So, you know, hopefully when Katie gets back, you know, we got two other kids that are out with similar type injuries that are in our top eight. You know, it gives other people a chance to step up, and that'll make us a little bit deeper in the future. So,
DeKalb County Tigers head coach Danny Fish, along with Summer Crook and Katie Farrell, thank you all so much for coming and getting us kicked off, or I guess tipped off.
Tipped off is what
the start of the season.
That's good. I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you.
Reviewing the girls' basketball season around the Upper Cumberland this Saturday morning from Rock 93.7, the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Stone Memorial finished 23-7 a year ago, losing in the sectional round to Riverdale. Head coach Mike Buck's group picked number one to start.
Enjoy that, the expectations. You know, nobody puts higher expectations on us than we do. I think our league this year especially is going to be, it's as competitive a league as I've ever been a part of. But really, the top four teams, I think, really have a chance night in, night out. I think Warren County will be kind of in a rebuilding year. I mean, they're still going to be a solid team. But I really think the top four teams are, there's not a whole lot of separation there. If you look back on what's happened over the last couple of years, we've won the league each of those 2 years, regular season and the tournament. But
Emma Capps, the leading scorer back for Stone Memorial, as they try to get things going in that very tough division. York Institute has a brand new basketball coach. Michael Green and his team are with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. He's been a middle school coach for a long time. Has it been an adjustment coaching at the high school level?
It's been a little bit of an adjustment. It's not been too bad. Paperwork-wise, it's been quite a bit different. But I coached several of these girls in middle school, so had a pretty good idea. The ones I hadn't coached, I'd watched them play, and so I kind of knew what we were going to have coming in.
Does that help you having some background just to understand what their strengths and weaknesses are?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first year you're going to, you know, it's going to be a little bit tough. You know, most of the time you don't know what you've got coming in, but luckily, you know, if I didn't coach these, the girls that I didn't coach, you know, I saw them and kind of was familiar with them from their elementary days.
Do you have a offensive basketball philosophy?
Yeah, we like to score.
As many as possible, right?
As much as possible, as often as possible.
How about defensively?
It depends on our personnel at the time. You know, we've got, you know, we'll get five out there and you know, pressure a little bit, and you know, we've got a group of five where we kind of, you know, pack it in a little bit.
That's one of the things with high school basketball, especially. Coaches talk about philosophies and this is what we want to be. You can't recruit players, so you kind of have to evolve with your players.
Yeah, you've got to adjust, and you've got to play, you know, play with the personnel you have out there at the time. Plus, you know, it's just all about matchups. You know, how do we match up? Who's our, you know, who do we have? Who do we need on the floor to match up with them? Plus, you know, that also works the other way. They have to match up with us, and we have to look at those. We have to look at the matchup and try to attack the best matchup. And you know, we have to make adjustments defensively each night. You know, it's every night you know, we'll have a different defensive scheme basically every night, every team we play.
What do you think is going to be the strength of this Lady Dragons team?
Right now, it's just effort. I mean, whether we're up, whether we're down, you know, for four quarters so far, you know, every girl on the court's just been getting after it, you know, whether playing good, playing bad, offensively, defensively, just getting after the ball.
I would imagine as a coach you like that one, because that's a hard one to coach.
You can't really coach up effort. I mean, you can a little bit, but, you know, you've got to have that instilled in you from an early age. And, you know, for the most part, you know, whoever we've had on the floor so far, you know, they've been giving great effort, and that's all you can ask.
What are the areas where you still feel like you need to get better?
We've got to keep doing a better job of taking care of the ball. Defensively, you know, we're learning as we go. We've got to get better guarding the perimeter, penetration. And last night, obviously, we've got to improve on our foul shots. We had a rough night from the line last night, which you'll have every once in a while. We just got to make sure that doesn't happen again.
York Dragons head coach Michael Green with us here at Chick-fil-A. Who'd you bring along today?
I've got a senior captain here, Isabella Blevins. Of course, she's out right now with a broken pinky. We hope to get her back here in a week or two. Haley Johnson, she's another captain. She's a junior. And then we have Millie Hull. She's a junior as well. They're just rays of sunshine this morning here.
They're ready to go. They're ready for some hard questions, they said. So, Isabella, watching, not being able to participate right now, that tough?
Yeah, it's awful. Really, yeah, it's really bad.
What's the worst part of it?
Well, working all off season with my team, trying to get better, conditioning and everything, and then not being out there playing with them. It's not fun.
What was the thing that you have worked hardest on in the off season to improve?
Trying to get faster on my feet and stronger.
What do you mean by faster on your feet?
Like the first step on defense, try not to get beat all the time.
Do you have a preference? I mean, do you want to be known as a great defender, or would you rather be known as a great offensive player?
I want to be known as a great ball player all around, but whatever it takes.
Haley, when the coach says that you guys play with a lot of intensity and that he doesn't have to worry about that, is that just something that you guys have decided that when you play York, that's what you're going to get?
Yeah, we just want to make him happy and just do what we got to do to win.
What have you tried to work on in the offseason?
Mostly my shooting, like outside, because I can get to the rim pretty well anytime I want, basically. So just making defenders guard me outside so I can get to the rim easier.
How do you improve on shooting? Is it just repetition?
Yeah, mostly.
Is it a footwork thing as much as anything else? Getting your feet where they need to be? Is it?
Kinda. It's, yeah, I guess. You just have to shoot a lot.
I understand. Millie, as you kind of approach this season, mm-hmm. what were the things that you see on the basketball team overall that you got to get better at?
Probably our defense. We need to pick up our defense. Sometimes we can guard and sometimes we can't. And I think it's because three players will be playing defense, but then two players won't be. And so we need to come together as a group and play five players at all time on defense.
Is it more just a mentality thing?
I think so. I think we worry about things that we shouldn't worry about, me, myself included. And we should just play basketball and not worry about those things.
Sometimes you're trying to be so technically right that you're just not playing. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Coach, do you see that over the course of your career, that especially early in the year, I would think, that the gals are they're thinking too much. Just play.
We definitely don't want them having to think. no offense. Now, they've not played defense like what I expect, and we're learning right now. They're learning, at times they're where they're supposed to be, other times they're not. That's just going to come with game experience and, getting out there on the floor. A lot of them have not played much at all in their high school career, and, we're all learning on the go, and as long as we keep learning and keep getting after it, they'll be fine.
Is it hard early in the year when you don't have a lot of time before the games start counting?
Oh yeah, it's been real tough. We started official practice November 3rd. Open gyms up until that point. So first year, most teams they already have the system in defensively, offensively. We're going on the fly. We're adding a little bit every day, working a little bit every day, which is good for us in a way, because we still don't know what all we're going to be doing. So we don't have to worry about other teams knowing. And it should benefit us in the long run. January and February come around, we should look like a totally different team, hopefully.
Isabella, do you try to keep that in mind, that the ultimate goal for this is February and March, that's where you're trying to get to?
Yes, sir. Coach always tells us it's always a marathon, not a sprint. So we try to keep our long-term goal in mind, but always trying to get the game in front of us done too.
But, Haley, you also have to build every practice. You got to build every game. You got to build. You got to get better every single time out.
Yeah.
Is that hard?
Not really. We just know that we got to come in and work hard and get better every day.
Do you get frustrated though that when it's not coming together the way you want it to? Your teammates are nodding. They're frustrated.
Yeah, it's easy to get frustrated and lose sight of the end goal, but you just gotta keep that perspective in mind.
Millie, what's frustrating about it?
Because sometimes I get frustrated with myself, and then sometimes I get frustrated with people. But then 2 seconds later, I'll do the same thing.
Now, you're pointing at Haley. You get frustrated with Haley? Okay.
I get frustrated with them for something that I just did 2 seconds ago, and that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be a teammate. I'm supposed to be encouraging them.
But you want it so badly. You want it to come together right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have goals for this team for this year?
Yeah, I think I want us most of all to build a better team so the fans will know that we know how to play basketball and to come out and to support us and to show us that they know that we know how to play basketball too.
There's one thing for sure, Haley, that the fans of the Dragons, they can be loud and proud and excited. So you want them to be in the gym, right?
Yeah. We've never had this kind of atmosphere, but we like it. So,
Isabella, what does it mean on a Friday night or a Tuesday night to come in and that gym is packed and loud and screaming? And
well, whenever you walk out on the floor and you have all the Jamestown behind you screaming for you, makes you want to put on a show for them and make them proud, make Coach proud, make our teammates proud, everyone who's there for us. Everyone who's there for us, always behind us, supporting us, making the Dragonette Nation proud.
Coach, are you excited about where this season can go?
Yeah, I think we can end up being really good. It's just going to take us a little time, and we've got to realize, you know, we're young. We're playing freshmen and sophomores, and, you know, everybody's first year, even if they played last year, completely new system and all that. But so far, you were talking about the crowd. We had two great crowds the last two games, and we hope that continues. But they've also got to bear with us and know we're young, and we're not always going to look fantastic on the floor, but we've got to remember that as well.
They are the York Lady Dragons getting ready for the 2019-2020 campaign with head coach Michael Green, Isabella Blevins, Haley Johnson, Millie Hull. We sure thank y'all for coming down and spending the day with us at Chick-fil-A.
Thanks for having us.
Upperman Lady Bees finished last season 26-6, 13-1 in the region. And for the head coach of the Bees, Dana McWilliams, scouting report on this year's team?
You know, we've got a lot of talent on our team. We didn't have any seniors last year. Obviously, we're returning Reagan Hurst and Brooklyn Crouch, who were both All-State selections last year. I've got a senior this year at Ashley McClellan who's signed at Bryan College, who's, you know, made a huge gain and improvement in the past year. She's really made some big strides. And then I've got Tori Brooks returning, who is, you know, one of the best three-point shooters around. She's been solid for us both years. You know, then we got some young kids. You know, I've got Ayanna Levy, who is going to be a special player for us also. And I've got Anna Grace McClain, and is a sophomore who we're expecting big things from this year. And I've got two freshmen that I expect to see a lot of playing time this year, Abigail Johnson and Jayla Cobb, who've been around our program. Both their parents coach at Upperman, so you know, they're very familiar with our program, and we're excited to have all of them. I've got a lot of weapons, I hope, out there for this season.
The Lady Bees win over Pigeon Forge in their home opener 77-43. That's a quick trip around the Upper Cumberland as the high school basketball season gets underway, with the first games that really count coming in hours. Of course, you can follow it all at ucsportsnation.com, powered by East Tennessee Dodge. Next Saturday morning, we'll switch sides, go to boys basketball, and get you ready for that season. Our show produced by Maddie Greider, along with studio producer Will Hearn. ucsportsnation.com, directed by Justin Matheny, our assistant director, Rusty Ellis.